Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah. Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. It is Monday. That means it's Guys Next Door Day.
Sure.
That means it's Mac, it's Rye, it's Mouse, minus Mac, because he's on set shooting a movie. Show. Swagger Season 2. So make sure y'all go check out and binge Swagger Season 1 on Apple TV if you haven't, because we celebrate and support our brothers' wins over here. We got Mr. Eco Gave himself, Mr. Yacht Yacht himself, Mr. Holds It Down for the GND on the BID.
What it up?
Rye, how you feeling?
I'm chilling. Back in New York, feel good.
Yeah.
Drinking water.
What does it feel like? Like living in LA, I know, because you're not, you live in both places, obviously you spend more time in LA. So like somebody who's from New York, coming back to New York, what did that feel like when you get back?
Nonstop. Move.
Do you get
move,
to breathe?
Move. No. But it's cool. I don't really care for, like, in LA I have a lot of downtime.
That's why you're always working out.
Yeah. I won't say a lot of downtime, but it feels like your day is just longer.
Because it starts after New York.
Yeah, no, and just because there's more space. Like I'm not in New York, it's like I don't want to be in my crib. There's so much going on. I know. LA is like, same shit's going on today. That's going on tomorrow. There's going to be another party. There's going to be this. There's going to be another. Like, it's just so I can chill and go in my backyard and just under. Like, here, as soon as I walk out my door, it's on. It's madness.
Lit.
It's people walking. It's never stopped. L.A., I can walk outside my house and not see a soul. Like, walk around my crib and not see one person. You know what I'm saying? And that's good. Then when I come here, it's like, this is great, too. Like, everything is just.
Everything in moderation.
It's balance. Yeah, it's balance.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that for you.
I mean,
could never be me.
It could be.
Eh, I like too much chaos.
Yeah, but when you're done with the chaos,
I go all the way up.
No, I'm saying when you're like career wise, where it's like, you know what? I'm doing my shit career wise. I really want a crib with a good backyard. Weather's always nice. I'm out there all the time, but nice. And it doesn't have to be LA.
You know what I've been looking? Cannot believe I'm about to say.
Connecticut.
I've been looking at, like, literally looking like, I could do that. I can like, uproot and live my life out of these two places. Nashville and Chicago.
Been to Chicago, bunch of jumps.
I could live in Chicago.
I'm good on Chicago. Not saying I don't want to go and visit because I have a lot of friends there. It's dope. But I don't need to live there.
I love Chicago. Like, I love it. I think I'm going to do a week in Chicago, like, after the kids start school. Like, after kids go back to school, I think I'm going to start.
I have mad people in Chicago.
Yeah. Shout out to the awesome. And those are both of our peoples.
Yeah.
Awesome. And shout out to all of them niggas out there. But, shit, them niggas all in L.A. now?
all of them in L.A. It's crazy
Rick's
because.
All of them is fucking in LA now.
Rick knows my roommate from college.
Mm.
And nobody, we never even knew it. And he didn't know it. So I met him a whole another way. And then my boy was like, yo, you know him? I'm like, you know him? He's like, yeah. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. And then he found out. He's like, yo, this is wild. But it's a small world. You know how that shit is. Like,
yeah.
I tell people all day, I don't live in real life. my life is not real.
What do you live in?
It's a fantasy. All my friends live in fantasy world. Like, I really have to bring niggas down to real life every week. Like, yo, don't. Niggas be getting mad. Yo, short. I'm like, yo, look, bro. Like. She don't live what you live. Like, when you go out and you in these spots and you chilling and do that's not average. The average nigga is not at a party with 20 of the top 30 A-list celebrities or athletes in the world every week. Like, that's not real life. So I always gotta tell people, and even myself sometimes, like, when I get frustrated at people over little things, even things that I hate, which my biggest pet peeve is common sense, but it's some stuff, some stuff like that is even like, you know what? Sit back and understand that everybody wasn't raised like you. Everybody's not in the same world as you. And that's why I say I don't live life, because if I really think about real life, I wouldn't even be doing this podcast if it was real life.
Why not?
Because I'd have to be at work right now.
Oh, too sure. This is work.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is not real. This is not 20 years ago work.
This is work right now.
Yeah, right. But this is, you know.
Can you imagine somebody's going to look back? Somebody's going to look back 20 years from now. And like, they're going to be like, this is their work. Like, this is hard living.
This hard labor.
Like, this is, in 20 years, somebody's going to think,
oh my God. Like,
oh, I got to go.
It's even kids now, like younger children who kind of understood the pandemic, but didn't. Like, it was just COVID. Like, oh, whatever. We don't have to go. Like, whatever. When they get older, they're going to realize, like, yo, y'all had to be in an office? Like, what?
Work from home.
Like, they think now everything is work from home, and that's what they're known, and that's what they're groomed to know. But it's like, y'all had to go there 5 days a week. Your weekends were, that's what they're going to say. You only had Saturday and Sunday off? Like, what? And it's a new world. It's crazy. Toxic behavior.
Speaking of which, make sure you subscribe to the least toxic podcast you've ever listened to in your life with the least toxic men and members ever. Myself,
we just speak
Mac
our truths.
Ryan.
We don't talk about y'all truths because we don't care for that. Y'all. And I'm not going to talk about something I don't know, unlike these other pods that love talking about people that don't know.
Oh, niggas don't know shit.
And telling women how they feel, which is the worst thing you could ever do, because as us, the guys next door, we know nothing.
We know nothing.
And you ladies know everything.
Everything.
You, we're just here.
Except
in your
what
world.
You want to eat.
Exactly. That's it. Just
and except why you're upset at us.
The couple things that will never change.
What the issue is, the problem. And
things that will never change, but
why you're upset today for no reason.
Those are also reasons that you don't know.
Did I mention you don't know what you want to eat?
Yeah. There's also things that I don't know is the same shit you don't know too. But we
also
know
don't
less.
Know what I like. You don't know what I want. If I want a gift, you're like
they're bad at that. That gift,
you're an amazing gift.
The one thing y'all don't do is y'all gift y'all friends amazing things.
Oh, the homegirls.
Lauren
Chanel,
got the best gifts. Oh.
YSL.
Oh,
bags.
Dior, my body.
Dior.
Baby. Oh,
we adore her, so we Dior her. Oh, Cartier. Rolex.
The friends get the best gifts.
What do we get?
Sex.
Pussies.
Sex and some new drawers that you bought for yourself.
We get a gift that you bought with our money.
You bought a gift to wear for me that you're going to wear after you leave me. I bought this dress for you, baby, for your birthday. Huh. Okay.
A lot of good that did me.
Take it right off.
Oh, dinner. Yay.
Woo!
So hungry.
Restaurant that we had our third date on.
Woo! Yippee. A picture of us. Ooh. Yippee! What's the worst gift you ever got? Have we talked about this before?
I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, I think we talked about
it
before.
And it's
rehashed. Yeah, I don't want to.
I've gotten better gifts as I got older.
Because I don't let anybody get me a gift. I go get everything myself.
But I think I got better gifts as I got older because I just be over it. Like, yo, I'm good. And some people, there's only one person that really
fucked the pooch.
Yeah, that really was just like, yo, I'm going to get you this.
Oh, I'll get other
one. And I'm like, nah, like, don't do that. Like, I'm not used to it. So I'm like, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't want to be like, I'm not used to getting those type of like crazy ass gifts where it's like, oh my God, that I just like, yo, if you give me that, it's kind of scary at this point because I never got it. So it's like, what are you trying? Is it set up? Are you trying to like, are we in a relationship now? Like, I had a girl say, if I get you this, we're in a relationship. I said, what?
I said,
but
all right.
If I get you this,
all right, well, we're
if I get you this, it's just.
That's fine. We're in a relationship. And guess what? After I get it, I'm breaking up.
But yeah, I've gotten like one person really like set the bar on some gifts. And I was just like, now I know what I've been doing for y'all women.
I now know the feeling you get
I know the
when
feeling
I give you a gift.
Even if I send you flowers, which is done wonders for me in my life as of past 2 years, 3 years. Oh, so good. Because a lot of y'all niggas just don't do it. It's cool. Keep on doing it. I love you guys for that. Same niggas that talk about women and how they're wrong for this and that.
Women don't know.
Same niggas that don't send flowers.
Yeah, like you've literally never just sent a woman. You've never just sent a woman flowers.
Just because.
For no reason.
Just because.
Yeah, we were at the deli. Well, I was at the deli waiting on you. And I just seen this beautiful, beautiful nurse. I guess she's a nurse. She was in scrubs or whatever. And you know, the deli across from the,
the hospital.
From the hospital. She's there. I was looking at her. I'm like, that, she is beautiful. I didn't want to bother her. I'm like, she's beautiful. My God. And she's a nurse.
My God.
And I was really was like, beautiful. My God. And I went to the deli. And I said, yo, how much for her shit? And I guess that deli, shout out to them. They give, I guess, all the hospital workers a discount. It was only $5. I had some singles on me. Yeah, $5. Boom. And literally, I completely forgot. Like, I didn't wait around and be like, oh, gotcha. You know, like we talked about last week. I wasn't a nice guy. I bought it. She's beautiful. Beauty has privilege. Yeah, be a nurse. Yeah, you know, we appreciate it.
Save lives.
I went outside, and I'm talking to you. I'm texting you or whatever. And that's when you was like, yo, can you grab me something? So I'm like, all right, bet. So as I got my headphones in, she taps me. I'm like, I turn around. I'm like, what's up? And I was like, again, shocked. Like, she's that beautiful. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, she was like, why'd you pay for my sandwich? I was like, you're a beautiful nurse. So I wanted to pay for your sandwich today. You know what I mean? She was like, I could have paid for it. I said, yeah, I know. But no, you didn't have to. I took care of it.
You didn't ask. And those are the best gifts. When they don't have to ask for it.
She was like, oh. And, like, you could see.
It doesn't happen.
You can see it doesn't happen often in that she was not used to, like.
She's probably scared of it happening.
Yeah, so now she's, like, thinking of how to get out of this situation or, like, trying to see.
Like, I can see her real returning.
Does she lean in? Does she not? And I was like, baby, I didn't want nothing from you. Enjoy your day.
And those are the best things.
Literally, the elatement on her face in a way she
you
like
relieve
trotted,
so much shit off her shoulders.
Just give sentences.
Unpack. Just unpack.
That's what, flowers,
when I give you
bro.
Flowers, I just want you to unpack your shit. Just like
smell them and think of me.
That's it. That's just good. Off your weight, off your shoulders. I did it just because it's not your birthday. It's not Valentine's Day. It's not Christmas. It's
no, it's got to be flowers. I'll get you breakfast.
It could be anything.
I didn't want nothing.
Just a gesture. I woke up, you know, yo. What you doing today? Oh, I'm about to go, you know, run around. Just boom. Here's a quick, go get your nails done. Do. So why'd you, here, put some gas in your car. I know. But what? Just, it might have just been because I just got a check. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just put $300, $400 to decide to just make people's lives a little happier than, because yesterday I was fucked up and I have it. Today I got blessed because I knew it was going to happen.
Bless somebody else.
Let me bless somebody else and just keep it going. Like, it doesn't, and it don't even have to be a female that you like. It don't even have to be a woman. Yeah. It could just be somebody in your life. Yo, my son, I see Mouse doing, like, you feel me? Like, he working hard, yo. He said, boom, I got the plug for this. Yo, my guy. Yo, there's a concert. I know he never going to expect. Yo, take these two. Take what? Boom, boom, boom. It's the little things. If you can make somebody else's day better, it's always good.
Yeah, I think. I love that about us. Like, I've seen, and like, this is the first time we've ever spoken about it, like, back and forth.
But we got it. Like, we got it. That's why I'm scared. When like, we really get it.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I don't be having it. I'm like, you know what? Like, I walk down, I see, like, you know, if I got cash on me, yo.
We talked about it weeks ago. You seen it. Like, I went and.
You did a lot. Yeah. That's a whole nother episode.
Shut up. Anyway. Yeah, make sure you subscribe, all that good stuff. I want to have some fun today. And we love music.
Love it.
We've retired the Get the Drawers playlist. It was a beautiful thing. We retired it. Yeah. But I don't think we've really delved or talked at length about R&B in a while.
Mm-hmm, we haven't.
We'll talk about some shit.
Now, if you're going to go there, you got to go there.
Yeah, we're going there. So a few weeks ago, the whole discussion, because I think it wasn't Brent. Somebody else dropped. Division. They dropped that trash ass song.
I didn't.
I wish Hove did not clear that sample.
What sample was it?
I was just fucking that girl. I was just fucking the girl that didn't get right back. Right, okay. But they chopped it up and made it sound like I was just fucking that girl. I was gonna get right back. It's a stupid song.
Sound dumb.
I'm gonna read you some of the lyrics. Let's go through
sounds
the lyrics.
Dumb. It's pretty sounds stupid. Sounds like I don't wanna hear it. Sounds like
it's fucking dumb. Let's go to Genius. this song. And I'm going to tell you my problem. I think we share the issue. Where is this song at? No, that's not what I was looking for. This record right here. Hell of a rollout, by the way. Song had a hell of a rollout.
I mean, aren't they, they signed a Drake, right? Still?
I don't know who they
still OVO? You?
But I think so. they're managed by LVRN.
I think they're still signed.
Yeah, they signed to OVO. Okay. So the lyrics of the song, some of the lyrics.
Sign a Drake, you sound.
Some of the lyrics.
I said, if I can get. Oh.
If I get caught,
I'm sure. If I get caught, this one.
Yep. If you thought I never had hoes, women like men, other women like. That's just something that everyone know. Don't forget I was a fly nigga when you got here. Charismatic when you got here. You knew about me when you got here. Now you're tripping, girl. It's not fair.
Boo.
Fucking boo. First of all, you look at these niggas and you know these niggas didn't get bitches until they got.
I was really about to say, like, that. Like, you notice words and you notice how, like, it's like you just, I'm not gonna say somebody's writing for you. Could be.
No, I think they are writing there, but they're writing a life that they aspire to live or a life that instead, they're only living.
We talked about this on the last episode.
Like, niggas being toxic.
Being somebody who you're not.
Yo, the problem with toxic R&B today is that niggas are purposely making toxic R&B. Now, Brent, he's an anomaly. The nigga, he makes great toxic fucking music. And
but if you live a toxic lifestyle, not toxic lifestyle,
but if
you have stories about, you know, your truths and what you went through, and it just so happens to be toxic, but it was just you.
And I think it's also just him.
Yeah, him.
Right? The problem with this toxic R&B is that everyone is trying to be toxic, and you're not. You don't have what
I need to believe it.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe it. I know you niggas didn't get bitches until you started getting lit.
So you started fucking with Drake.
So now you getting bitches, and now you purposely being toxic. You weird, toxic nigga. Also, as a toxic nigga, I don't be knowing I be being toxic. I don't know until I find. I don't know until after fact. You tell me, I'm like, oh, I don't go out here and like, oh, you know, I'm just the most toxic. You know, you fucking weirdos, but. I say that to say, this new shit is weird, but I want to go through some records that we grew up on, we grew to love, some toxic R&B records. I want to talk about some of the toxic R&B records that imprinted on us.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, do you have a list?
Mm-hmm. I just added one.
You just added one? So start from the bottom of your list and go up.
So I should say this one first.
Just say the one first and we'll talk about that.
Rehab.
By Brent.
Just because you said, I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Off the first line.
What is the first line?
I got too many hoes.
And then
they ain't you.
That's crazy.
Nigga said, you like to push it on your
nose. First of all, now he's ratting. That was
but
crazy.
I still love
that's,
you.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Niggas falling for cokeheads.
Feed doing shit, nobody knows. That shit is mad talk. Like, yo, so you doing all this.
You live in LA.
Yeah.
You've clipped a woman that's done coke before.
What did the knowingly coke, or none, not
what
knowingly,
is the coke
yes,
vagina?
Absolutely.
What's the coke
vagina
like?
I have not had.
Knowingly.
Yeah.
You've never knowingly.
I haven't had sex with a joint that she's like, yo, and I see her doing coke in the way. I've never, so I don't know. I
do
really
you want to.
I'm not a coke doer. It's not what I do. I have allergies. I'm scared. But when I see people do it, it doesn't last long. So that means if we have sex, you either have to do a whole bunch of coke for it to last
almost
long.
Die.
Or you got to stop in between and do a bump. Like, I'm cool.
What if she do some sexy shit and do like a bump off your dick?
Just don't get too close to the hole because then I'm going to be high too. I don't want it to be there, because then we both going to be high. Little did I know, I'm coked up.
Yo, wait a minute.
Yes.
If you put the coke in
your
dick,
yes.
You think your dick will probably stay off a man.
No, I think it's just going to go right to your bloodstream, and you're just going to be high.
But don't people have
sex? That's why girls put coke in their butt and all that shit.
But don't people have sex for man long on coke?
No, that's like E.
Oh.
Pills.
What if you put
E? Sex pills.
What if you crush up the E and put it in your penis?
Might die. Put it in your penis? It's crazy.
That's what? It's right there.
No, 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 no. You're going to die. Your dick might never get up. That might be the only thing that get up is your dick. You're going to be dead.
You're going to be dead with a hard dick.
Hard dick and dead.
You can't even, you dead, so you can't even tuck the flap. What if can you think about if you die with a hard dick?
We went left off of it.
Yo, if you think about that, you die with a hard dick.
I'm pretty sure,
the morgue person got to lay your dick down.
I definitely don't know if I'm right. I definitely do not think I'm right. But in my mind, I think I could be right. I think when certain people die, like, your body's still active, but you're right. Dead. So I think there are situations where somebody probably dead and their dick is just hard sitting there.
Would you be able to?
Where are you going with this? Where are you going with this? Let's go to your song. What the fuck you talk about? I said mine. My first one. You said from the bottom to the top. We were supposed to do a couple.
Why you spit out so fast?
No, I'm bugging out. It's crazy. He on drugs. He coked up. He on coke.
It's me on coke.
You bugging. What's yours?
Walked Out of Heaven. Jagged Edge. This was later after, this was, I'd say, post Jagged Edge's prime. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. That alone was toxic. That started.
My nigga said.
How he started it?
I'm rolling down a lonely highway, asking God to please forgive me for messing up the blessing he gave to me. I see everything clearer now.
Nigga really, that's a nigga.
That's a nigga.
You gave me exactly what the fuck I want.
God, I said I wanted this.
I wanted this woman. I want her to be tall because I come from a short family. Whatever I want my kids to be tall. God, I want her to smell good. I want real hair, but I don't want it too long. I want her to be big, but not too small.
Right.
Like, I want her to be pretty, but not too, you got exactly what you wanted.
And
fucked it up. And now
you're asking God, please forgive me.
But now,
for you want it back. The
blessing you gave to me. Because guess what?
I see everything clearer now. Now, look how weak this nigga is. The nigga said, what is this shit at? The nigga said, the night is as black as it's black as it's ever been.
Ever been.
What?
Shut up.
What the
Now you can't
Without
see.
Without my girl, I'ma lose it. And I pray that he just sheds his grace on me. I need just to be back with my baby. Shut the fuck up, sir. Shut up.
You're toxic. You one of those dudes that you fucked up more than once. And now, the fifth time you fucked up, she's like, I don't want to deal with it. Don't come over here. Now you on the highway.
Now
you on the highway. Shit, low. Now you on the highway. You trying to just drive. Fuck. Now you thinking fifth time.
You know what this stupid ass nigga did? After the fifth time in fucking up, she said thank you to a DM. He found out.
He found it. Now he hurt.
And now he fucking, I need everything clearer.
Yeah, he bugging.
Get your stupid ass out of here. Wait, we didn't add an ass. So how did that song, I'll say, because obviously I forgot to ask you, so I'll say it and come back to you. Now, Walked Out of Heaven, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking all the shit. Mm-hmm. I've been there. The nights have been pretty black.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray God, please forgive me. I want to be back with my baby.
Have I ever wanted to get back with my baby? Don't you want to ask me?
No, I'm saying that song.
That song's for you.
That's for me.
So we're going back to rehab for me.
Why I'd ask you, did you ever sleep with somebody with a coked up nose?
Yeah,
But have you ever had somebody who was like, you didn't wife her, but you really liked her, and now you lost her, and now everybody else you kind of comparing to her.
It's definitely be a situation where it's like, yo, I got, and it's also a conversation that you could really have with a person like, yo, what was you always talking about? Yo, you got mad drinks. But girls would be like, yo, you got mad, Mouse, I know you got mad girls. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, yo, and like we said before, I don't want to be a good guy. I want to be a real guy.
No,
like,
I don't want
to
be a nice guy.
I don't want to be a nice guy. I want to be a good guy. You feel me? Well, I am a good guy. I don't need to be nice to you because I know my intentions. So once you're like, yo, you got girls around you, be like, I do.
What was that?
There's a whole bunch that want to
be around
they
me.
They want to be around me, but
there's a reason.
There's nothing like you. So in a way, yes, that is toxic, but in a way, it's not. It's like, yo, just like a woman, there's a thousand, like women tweet it all the time. All these dudes in my DM, but not the one I want.
Not the one I want.
Not the one I want. So it's like, yo, yeah, they're always going to be around. Boom.
You know how sobering that is to be a nigga in the DM? Like, well, bitch, let me go unsend my DM. You know they're going to get mad at that too.
Echo knows you. This notification says delete it. Then they go tweet, who deleted messages? Me, bitch.
You weirdo.
I did.
Who the fuck just wants?
I deleted it.
You just want a best of? Like, you just want
to be like, yo, look at this thing. Nah, no, I'm not going to be in there. Shit is gone. I'm out of your way.
Taking my shit.
I don't care if you read it. It's over. You ain't respond? I'm out.
What's your next song, yo?
Talk to bottom. Future.
Okay, what song?
My Collection.
Ooh.
Like I said, like most Future songs are not R&B songs.
Take that. I think half and half.
The stuff that he says is okay. I won't say most of the songs are not R&B, but I'll say the average R&B, what we're used to, what we're growing up to, we would not put Future in a category of R&B artist.
Mm.
This is just the way we grew up, because we grew up, you know, off a really, really, we grew up off of R&B,
yeah.
R&B, like, you know, the who could I even say, like, that's super R&B.
Joe. Tank.
Yeah, Tank. Yeah. Jaheim.
112.
Yeah. Even if you go further back than that, you got the Isaac Hayes's, you got the, you know,
Isley
the Luther Vandross. You got all that. Those are real R&B that we grew up because our parents and because we loved it.
Mm-hmm.
This generation's R&B is fucked up. So the fact that I can say Future is in, it's in a top toxic R&B song is crazy. But
what record you pick?
My Collection is a very you know, the words.
What's the words say? What's jumped out?
What jumped out to me? The whole song, like, I can't even. It's not even one word.
Nah, you spinning out. Nah, don't be scary. Nah, it's something. Nah, be you.
I think that's one of your songs too. So I'll let you catapult.
Well, it's on a different. It's not in my number four.
It's not
your, my number four is actually "Love You Better" by Future.
So you have two Future songs.
Two Future songs.
And you're just a toxic guy.
Now the lyric that stands out for me is this shit is me. He opens up with the hook. You telling me you falling out of love with me? Hope you can find somebody to love you better than I did. Taking our memories on love and treating it like nothing. Taking our memories on love and treating it like gossip. It's my love from my grandmother. Make me gentle when I care for you. Tell me you falling out of love is breaking my heart in two. I just don't want to sit and pray, baby. I almost like it didn't happen to make you happy. What? If Nevadius isn't revered as one of the greatest writers and articulators of emotion
ever,
we're dropping the ball as a culture.
Yeah. But most people don't know what that is. Who, what, where, when.
Like,
it lost.
Like, what? You telling me you've fallen out of love with me? I just hope you find someone.
And it's also the way he's singing.
I did. There's no one. That's, it's the pain.
It's
he's gargling. He's gargling pain.
Like gargling grovelly.
Yeah, like stop grovelly. Like stop playing with Nevadius, bro. Stop playing with him.
Gold Peak Real Brew Tea is here to unleash your sense of try, to ignite new passions and rekindle old ones. So try Gold Peak and then try something else, because this taste is worth the try. Try Gold Peak.
Stop fucking playing with him.
All right, so I'll go back to mine.
What else?
This is definitely a toxic line. She told me she was an angel. She fucked two rappers and three singers.
Who that?
She got a few athletes on speed dial. I'm trying to get this case dismissed before I see trial.
Hey.
That's my collection.
Hey.
So off the fact of,
hey,
he like, yo, you doing all this shit. But let me fall back before I really kill somebody.
Cause you gonna get somebody,
fucked up,
and like, yeah, we have,
and that's
yeah.
it. All right, so I'm gonna go to my three. No, I only did four, so I'm gonna go to my second.
Okay,
yeah. Let me just get the lyrics queued up because I was but you haven't heard this song in a while.
Uh oh,
Miguel Quickie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Child, let me tell you something. I don't know why you thought I ain't hear this song in a while.
Oh, you've been listening?
I listen to Kaleidoscope Dream. Yeah. At least once a week. That is a fucking masterpiece of an R&B album, first of fuck of all.
That's quick. Beautiful, beautiful. This is, if y'all don't know.
I just want a quick.
Nigga said, no, I don't want to be loved. I don't want to be loved. I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. Baby, you get with me. Baby, come get this.
He was wild.
I don't want to be loved. Nigga said,
God.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send you your wish list. I have addicted, so mommy, come get this. Mommy, I realize that I'm mannish. Speak a language of love like Spanish. And he said some Spanish shit.
He said some Spanish. Nigga said,
I'm so obscene. Know what I mean? Nigga said, yeah, sorry, that was Portuguese, and I speak with ease. Please. Nigga said, get on them knees.
He's talking crazy.
I got a penny for your thoughts, if you know what I mean.
He told her to suck his dick for a penny. That's what he said.
Yo, I don't want to be loved. I just want a quickie.
Now, I don't know if that's toxic.
Yo,
I don't know if it's toxic.
You know it's toxic because...
He's saying, I just want to, like,
no,
come on.
No, but he's saying, like, I don't want nobody to know this shit. No bite marks, no scratches, no hickeys. I just want to get in and get out. Nobody needs to know about this. That's toxic. Because she love you and all that. She in it. She's deep. And you're like, yo. Why like you get... Nigga say, yo, you get too close.
How Jamie Foxx...
He basically told her, don't kiss me. He just didn't say, don't kiss me.
Have you ever been in that position?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just like ravage somebody.
Just like, yo.
I like kissing too much.
I do, but at the same time, I've been in situations where it's like, I don't think I should be kissing you.
If you shouldn't be kissing her, should you be fucking her?
Probably not.
Probably not.
But you asked, in my past, have I done that? And I have.
Yeah, I've never.
You've had sex without kissing.
Too much.
I love all of that. But.
In my younger days,
but it also, if time permits.
In my younger days, yeah, because I was like very much.
You was a numbers guy.
That, and I was very much like, kissing's for the woman I love.
So now it's like, I had this conversation, sidetrack, but not too much side. So I was at a basketball game. I'm in this league in LA. A lot of
putting up numbers.
I'm doing anything. These kids are like 23, 24 years old. Bro,
and you're running them.
And they're, no, I'm not. No, let's be real with myself. Y'all want a nice guy. I'm not doing that. I'm a good guy, okay? I'm doing okay. I'm not having the greatest summer. Mm-hmm. I've had some injuries that I really don't talk to nobody about. I just play through them shits and then get mad at niggas and I'm really mad at myself type shit.
Yo, come
like,
over.
Yo, and it's like, dang, my leg really hurt. That's why I did not get to help on that defensive play. But anyway, we in the league and this nigga come up to me. He like, yo, I'm talking to my man. He bring me his cup. Yo, bro, I'm like, what up? He like, yo, you eat ass? I'm like, what? I'm like, where's this coming from?
Yeah, they're young.
And he like, nah, because niggas say he yes. I'm like, yes, I do. Yo, that's crazy. I said, yo, bro, how old are you? He said, 23. I said, you're going to grow up one day, and you're gonna have this conversation with another young nigga. You're gonna be like, yo, you're gonna grow up. And then we went around all the niggas, and niggas is like, just look, niggas don't want to admit what they do.
You're gonna wake up one day,
I don't
face
care.
Full of ass.
I don't care. Nigga, like, yo, I say, pussy and asshole is very close in proximity.
It's right there.
It's very, and you don't have to slip up to do it. Like, you don't. You can. Whatever you want to call it. Whatever it is.
I've been trying to test the water, baby. Mm-hmm. You like that? Okay.
But at the same time, niggas is young. And when I was that age, I thought the same shit.
No, by 23, I was eating ass.
I didn't eat ass. But it was the one. You was the early bloomer.
It was the one ass I was. It was the ass I was married to.
Because that's different. You're doing everything at that point. You're doing everything.
Check it off the list.
You got to get it. I get that.
Check it off the list.
Me at 23, I'm like, nah, I'm good. I probably was just getting to doing my thing eating pussy at 23.
No, I was.
Nah, I'm trying. I mean, the first time I ate pussy was probably in.
Pretty fucking good by then.
High school.
Now you're a nasty nigga.
Well, I was with my girlfriend for like 4 years. I was trying to get to it. Like, I was trying to figure out things. But we were at a both chance. She didn't want to. Like, it was like, I don't want to give head. It was like,
who's going to bend first?
Who's going to bend first? It probably was me.
It's always us.
It's always us. But I didn't do it a lot. But I'm thinking like 23 is when I was like, you know what? Getting around the age, it's like, I also grew up around nasty niggas. Like, grown niggas who was just like, yo, you got to do this. To get, if you really want to. So it was like that. But I had to tell him that he was going to grow up one day and be a man. Because right now he's acting like a childish kid.
Man.
He's acting like a boy. But yes, he understood it. And it's going to happen. It's going to change. Boom. Anyway, so that was mine. What's yours? All right,
mine. Number three. Somebody's going to get mad at me.
So you should go two now. You should go three. And you should say two of yours. Okay. Because I only have four. And I started first. You should
We might share one. It doesn't matter.
No, we did share one.
No, I'm saying we might share one. It doesn't matter. I'm saying.
No, you're about to say my collection.
No.
Your collection is two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my collection is on my list. So let me say that.
Yeah, yeah.
So my collection.
That.
So that was my number three. Yeah, yeah. All right. So number two, they're gonna get mad at me. I'm fine with it. Babyface. Soon as I get home, I'm gonna tell you why it's so fucking toxic.
Yeah. Explain that one to me.
Because clearly, in the 80s and 90s, no one liked their own. No one liked the thought of having their own girlfriend. This is all the music I liked listening to. SWV did not want their own man. Escape didn't want their own man. Barbara Shirley was going back and forth over the same fucking man. A fucking Babyface. At the time, the greatest writer, a part of the greatest musical tandem himself and L.A. Reid. Mm-hmm. He could do whatever he wanted
Anything.
To. And he still wanted to write to somebody else's girlfriend soon as I get home.
Let me get a lyric.
He said, I'll go straight to the hook because the hook pisses me the fuck off.
Let's hear it.
I give good love. I'll buy your clothes.
He was wilding.
I'll cook your dinner too. Soon as I get home from work. I'll pay your rent. Your faithful lover. Soon as I get home. Soon as I get home from work. Girl, I'll treat you right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never lie. For all that it's worth, I give good love. You lying son of a bitch.
You just trying to get the cheese.
All you doing is trying to get this bitch away from her nigga.
You trying to lure her away
you
by paying her bills. And guess where she gonna go?
To Babyface.
Yep, she gonna go right there.
Hey, you gonna leave a nigga that love you.
Cause the nigga that love you, not he can't do all that. He's spending too much. He trying to keep the lights on and all this shit. And you got another nigga talking about. It's like your niggas in bitches DMs. What's your favorite shoe size? I know the niggas.
What shoe size?
The Ooh, first thing, as soon as you hop in, not even a hello.
What shoe size?
What kind of bag you like?
I used to do that. Not gonna lie to you. I used to say, what shoe size? You know when to stop? When these bitches start replying, 42. Bitch.
I said, one through eight. Let's talk about anything past 10.
When a bitch
get your own.
When she responded with 42, I said, that's not. You're talking about a shoe.
Nigga said, your waist?
Bitch, you're talking about a shoe.
Because I know you're a big girl, but
no, I was gonna buy sneakers.
So what are you
shoes?
What's your sneaker
size?
The shoes
are $800 to $1,000 fucking
dollars. What is your sneaker size?
What is your sneaker? Do you want these Air Max 95s or not? Because you're about to miss out.
You're about to miss out on this.
You're about to miss out on this fucking blessing.
On this copper drop. You're about to miss out on this.
Yeah, Babyface, that's my number two. I'm tired of his shit.
I'm going to say a name that y'all are probably, as my number one toxic song. I am going to say a name that y'all are probably going to look at me crazy. But then when you hear these words, you probably never heard the song. I won't say you, Mouse, because, you know, this is your world. But the average listener has probably never heard this song.
Tell them.
And I'm probably going to get you so many streams. So please, you know, shout out to you. But his name, he has a sister.
Yep. Wait a minute.
Brandy's brother?
That's Brandy's brother.
So I'm talking about Ray J.
You're talking about Ray J.
I'm talking about Ray J. And the song is called Boyfriend. So if you haven't heard this song, this is probably the most toxic song I've ever heard in my life. But I'll say, I'll just get to the words. It's how it started.
Did go to it.
I met your girl.
Mm.
I text your girl.
Wait a minute.
I sexed your girl.
Wait a minute.
And she loved it.
Mm.
We shared affection, special connection, and no matter how you feel, she gonna do what she will. She said she needs you.
Tell him.
She'll never leave you. I can sleep better now that I know it. I'm not here to take your position.
Yeah.
I just think she needs to be rubbed a little different.
Hey.
Is that hey. Your wife?
Hey.
Is that your shorty?
Ouch.
Is that your wife?
Is that your wife?
Well, I'm her boyfriend.
Hey.
Is that your wife?
Wait a minute.
Is that your shorty? Is that your wife?
That's her.
Well, I'm her boyfriend. Let me go to the second verse, because y'all need to hear it, because it's the most toxic song I've ever heard.
Let her get busy.
I think the problem is you don't beat it right.
Mm.
Making love is cool. Mm. Just pull her hair sometimes.
Mm.
She wants to feel a lover, not a touch from a brother.
Hey.
She want to wake up body aching, not fall asleep frustrated. She says she loves it home. It's just something sexy about me. Though all the hate is so, what you expect from shorty?
Mm.
Remember when you're gone away, that she's always be safe with me.
That's Ray J.
That is, if I don't know toxic, that is the definition of it.
Nah, that's fucking Ray J.
That is, he said, I text your girl. I sex your girl. And she loved it.
Yeah.
I don't think she had a dude at the time. But I don't know. What year is this?
Ooh, wait a minute.
Okay, this doesn't say it. Overview. Doesn't say it there neither. Yes, it does. 2008. I don't know when he was with her.
I don't know.
But you have to just listen to the song. The song is really, it's an amazing song.
Tell the name again.
It's called Boyfriend. Ray J Boyfriend. It's probably a underrated.
That's on the one with Hey Sexy.
It is on
the joint he had did with Berg.
Is it?
Yeah, it's that album.
I don't know. I'll look it up and see which one it was. But you can go to your
All right, now this one is a tie. It's a tie.
It was on all, tie. All I feel.
It's a fucking tie. It's a three-way tie.
A three-way
it's
tie?
A three-way
tie. You have
tie.
Three songs as your number
three
one?
Three at the number one because you can't pick one over the other. All right. First, we're going Peace of My Love Guy.
Oh, that's a little old for you. Well, I get you. Very toxic. Very toxic. I feel like in this episode, EA just plug a little bit of the song in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. They're rock and play.
Yeah, fact.
So, baby, you can have all of me, 'cause I ain't totally free. I can't tell you everything that's going on.
Toxic.
Baby.
Toxic.
There's a few things in my past.
Why can't you tell it?
That should not be explained.
No drugs.
I'm asking you now, baby.
Cheated.
Be with me for a little while. Stay. Oh.
That's sick. That's a sick name.
Hush. No questions asked. Lay back and relax.
He has a wife. He's singing from a place of I have a lady.
Now kick off your shoes. Live your pretty head for.
Yeah, see, yeah. He has a wife. He has a wife. I want
since we're here now,
he has a wife.
Baby.
He has a wife. He has a wife.
Don't give me a piece in my you can have.
Nigga said, don't ask no questions. He said,
Cam, you ever heard that song before?
No, he hasn't. But you understand it, Cam. He told her, have asked no questions of what I did in my past. Basically, I'm a nasty dog. I did it all, but don't ask. Just put that head back and get your ass bust.
He said, lay your pretty head back.
Lay it back, let me eat it. He basically said,
yo,
look, I did so much wrong, but after I eat it, you're going to give me a chance. Don't even ask about what I did. Just know what I'm doing now.
All right. So, we've all been there. Let me not lie. Okay? I just told you, but we've all been there. Okay? I'm not totally free. I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm not totally fucking free.
But I got options.
I'm free, but I ain't F-G-F.
Okay.
S-I-N-G-L-E, but I'm free.
But you're free.
but I'm not single.
It's like you have a free period in
but
school.
I'm still in school.
It's like I don't have the whole day off.
I just got this one period.
Before nutrition, I got a free block.
And I'm trying to spend it with you.
With you.
Lay your pretty head back. Don't ask me why
but
I'm in the lunchroom.
Don't ask you what I'm doing before and
don't
after.
Don't ask me why I'm in the lunchroom on this period. Do not ask me. I'm here. Do you want to enjoy it?
Okay.
I've been there.
All right.
Yeah. But I'm not totally free.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not taking.
And women will ask. I'll be like, I can't tell you everything that's going on.
Because realistically,
sugar,
being realistic, you don't really want to know.
You don't want to know. It's going to ruin us.
It is.
Shut the fuck up.
What you look for, you're going to find.
And every time.
And you don't need to find it.
You don't need to find it.
If you're not looking.
Exactly. So that's piece
respect,
of my love.
Respect, respect,
all right.
Respect,
respect. The song, the second song that's at a tie, You're the One. SWV, I already told you. If you listen to that fucking first album, SWV, it's one of the greatest R&B albums ever made. If you listen to that R&B album, there's at least three or four records on there. They don't like their own man. They don't want their own man. You're the One for me. Let's go through it.
They just like, I mean, that whole era of R&B was really just taking other people's shit.
There were so many people.
So many thrown under the bus. Like, niggas was getting ran over three times by
so
a bus.
So what's my chance? I'm willing to do anything to get in your pants. You don't have to worry. I won't say a thing. And if she finds out, I don't know nothing. First of all, where they make real bitches like that?
I'm giving you
Coco from the fucking Bronx.
I'm giving you pussy. And guess what? Keep getting all the other pussy you getting.
No, she's like,
nobody
she's like,
ever gonna know.
No, yeah. She's saying you got a girl.
Yeah.
Fuck all the other pussy.
It don't matter.
I know you got a girl. And she's right there. And if she find out, I don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing. I'm good.
You're the one for me. You're the one. You're the all I see.
Sick.
Boom, boom,
that is
boom,
sick.
Boom, boom.
Because you know he has a lady at home and you're talking about you're the only one for me. Which means you will forever be a side chick. Forever. You don't care. You just don't care. You're always going to be around.
Yo, Ryan, the way you said it, you just don't care.
You just don't care. You don't care about my lady's well-being. You just, those are the joints that come to your wedding.
Ooh. Elaborate.
Those are the ones that you don't invite. You don't invite, but you invite somebody. That's a plus one. And she knows she does not belong there, but she just want to be there. She just sitting there like this.
What would you
She's just looking at you like, look, it don't matter. Because she's already told you before.
Right.
It don't matter if you get married. She's told you this before you ever thought about marriage. And you're thinking like, yeah, whatever. You don't meet it. And at your wedding, she is there like, it don't matter how, even if you don't want it, it don't matter how far you go or who you with. I'm here, front row. And I'm not going to, is there anybody out there that doesn't think, no, that's not me. I don't want nobody to know. Just know.
When I want you, you're mine.
I want you.
When you want me.
Like you said, I want you. I like you. And I want you.
We could do this the easy way.
Or we could do this the hard way. So right. What's it going to be?
And the last one. This gets crazy. Can I get a drum roll? Cam, can I get a drum roll? Somebody give me a drum roll. Tanks. Maybe I deserve. God damn.
Maybe I deserve.
No, what the fuck did
this
nigga say?
He was really telling Shorty like.
What the fuck did this nigga say? He said, maybe I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
stay out with him all night.
Maybe I deserve.
For you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Maybe I deserve.
He said, oh yeah.
You to go and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve.
No, what the? He said, for you to put on a sexy dress. For me to ask you, what the hell you trying to impress? Hell you trying to impress? No, it's the fact that he ad-libbed the hell you trying to impress. For you to laugh it off like it ain't nothing. I know it's something.
He said, I know it's something, bitch. What you laughing at? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe I deserve.
What the fuck? What's Tank going through when he wrote this?
A lot.
And I've been there. Okay, now hear me out.
I'm hearing you.
Now,
mm-hmm.
When I was going through this,
she
didn't know what I was doing. So whenever she did something, I'd be like, hold, bitch.
I don't deserve that.
I don't deserve this.
Because you don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
So you just treat me like this?
Tank put it on the table like, look, maybe I deserve.
To run out after you. Grab by the back of your neck.
Maybe I deserve.
What the fuck?
He was what? Shout out to Tank.
I don't think I've ever deserved that. What he described, I can't survive.
He's like, yo, just beat me up.
Beat me.
Beat me up. I deserve it.
But there's no way I can survive. What is the one thing you can survive? Like, what's the trade-off, right? Like that. Like, what we just said, like, all right, I wouldn't be able to sit through that. But if I did something wrong, I could sit through this, but I can't sit through that. If you did something wrong, you get caught cheating. What is something you can't sit through?
That I can't sit through?
That you can't, like.
A spiteful cheat back.
Ooh, talk to me. Why?
Right, that's,
why?
Because it's like, in my mind, you wanted to do it.
No, before. That's the scary part. No, in my mind, you didn't even want to do it. You're right. You did it. You didn't want to fuck because I fucked?
Yeah, because if you're doing it because you want to do it, it's deeper than rap.
Right.
So it's deeper than what just I did. It's like you, this was premeditated. You've been, this is like, I don't even like that nigga.
This is just a hit.
I just want to hurt you. I just want to hurt you. And I might fuck a nigga that you don't like.
Mind you, we didn't cheat on her because we want to hurt her.
No, we just want some pussy.
We just dumb.
He's just dumb, just fell in our hands. Me. I don't even remember it. But
no,
when you.
Look, we be falling for dumb shit.
Oh,
dude. Me? I'm the cutest in the club.
Yeah, exactly.
You like these are me repeats? But that everyone else is with?
But to fuck me off of spite is just like, fuck. Like. You don't even care to do it again, but the fact that you did it just to
get spiteful bodies are the worst.
When you just do it,
I cannot forgive you.
You got spiteful bodies though. You've done hit. You've done had sex with somebody's girl because you didn't like him.
That's not spiteful.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
I'm a fuck you a bitch.
Who am I hurting though?
I'm not hurting
anyone I care about.
You're hurting, but it's still spiteful. That's still spiteful.
Hey, Ro, play the spiteful chant from Kendrick Lamar right here.
That's still like, yo, my nigga, I really don't fuck with you, but instead of beating you up, I'm gonna just fuck your girl.
I've done that.
No, I will, no, I have. Like, I'm gonna do it.
And you would think that I learned my lesson. I got a baby out of doing that. That's how my first child was born. You would think that I learned my lesson.
But at least you tried to keep it together. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
You ain't leave right away.
I need to grow the fuck up.
Yeah, you do. But this is growing. This is a growing part of this rebrand.
Yeah,
we understand. Yeah. We understand our past, and we want to change.
Good from bad, not good from far.
Because spiteful, I'd be really trying to think. Like, damn, that shit.
You ain't never get no spiteful bodies. I know you have.
Have I got some spiteful bodies? Like a bitch fucked me because
that nigga don't like you.
Not that I know. No, I'm saying. I'm not saying she didn't do it because she like that wasn't her prerogative. Like I don't know. But in my mind, I was just. But also, I could have been like, "Yo, you're wild. You're a wild." In my mind, it's like you just wilding. Like you're wild.
You're
just a wild joint. Like you just like you know what you're doing. But it's like whatever. I've actually had girl. I think I've had a girl give me spiteful sex to make her girlfriend mad. Like her friend. I've had a girl meet me. All right, fuck it. I had a girl that I was talking to. Yeah. We never had sex though.
Okay.
Ever. But she would string me along. She liked me. But every time we'd be about to get there, it was like, yo, I can't deal with you. Like you were just too, you expect too much from, and you're not giving anything. And I'm not even talking about sex. Like you just give no emotion. You give no like feedback. It's just like
conversation. Be
nothing.
Dull.
It'd be like it's always want, and not whatever. So she had a friend. She was in town. She had a friend. I introduced her to one of my homeboys. So we kind of, I won't say it was a double date, but she came out with her friend. And we were out. We had a table somewhere. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. So it was automatically like, yo, my man's. I will not bring your name up, but if you know my son, when he's in his bag, like he's drunk. And he's on it. He's on it. Like, yo. Like, I'm talking about like the, yo, you know the niggas I really like. In her face, like, damn, you look, dang, she gonna be my girl. Like, all that shit, like, yep. Smack talk. Like, I'm trying to get the draws. He didn't end up getting the draws. I didn't end up getting the draws. They both stayed at our cribs. Like, right. We separated them. She went that way. She went that way. Boom. But it's like, you know me. The friend knows who I am. Like, obviously, this is not the first time you heard about me. Boom. Maybe the first or second time we met. Fast forward, maybe 2 years later, okay. maybe a little over two, whatever it was, I don't talk to Shorty no more. Like, it was to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm good off you. Like, good. I don't remember the friend at all. In my mind, I don't remember until I start hearing things. Then I start remembering. So I go out to a birthday dinner with me and my niggas. I think my man Trey was with me. Who else with me? think Trey was, it was a couple of us at birthday dinner. Sat at this table. I see my homie at the table. She was like, yo, can I sit with you? Yeah. My friend, yeah, y'all got, we got two seats. Boom, I see her friend. I'm like, our friend, like, all right. But I'm like, I don't know this girl from a hole in the wall. So we y'all talking, yo, when y'all, you know, you go to, you going through the birthday. Yo, you sign, she like, you an Aries, right? I said, she said something. She was like, yeah, I know, because you're an Aries. I'm like, I don't say nothing at the table to make it hot. Like, how the fuck does she know I'm an Aries? I never met you. I don't know who you are. Like, you're cool with my homegirl. I don't know who you are. So I'm just like, all right. So I'm like, whatever, it was weird. But then when she said that, you know, us, I'm thinking, I don't got to say nothing to nobody. I'm like, then I'm like, I keep talking. I'm like, I know who this bitch is. This is Shorty's best friend that I used to talk to that we was in New York. Cool. Next thing, DMs. She DM. I'm like, which, how I knew it was spiteful was like, she was like, I don't, how did we ever, like, what was the first time we ever met? Like, it was like after sex. Like, yeah, the first time we ever met was at the restaurant for the birthday party. And I'm just like, bitch, you know exactly. You know exactly how you met me. And then I go to her page, the best friend picture gone. They don't talk. They don't follow each other. It's all that. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I got
you lying. You want to have whatever, if your friendship or anything ever comes back, you want to have the one up.
I got lying.
Like, yeah. And I was like, I was cool with it. I mean, for us, it's like, whatever. Especially because I didn't feel bad. I really didn't feel bad because me and Shorty never took it that far.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go that far because mm-hmm. I fucked her and we've been, I fucking met that girl like 10 years. Like, I was like, yo, I fuck with you. There was investment in it, but it's like, I tried to invest something in you and you just did it. Even if you didn't want to have, even if like the bare minimum was a sex, you didn't want to do that.
Right.
And we've gone on dates and we've done this and that. It's like, cool. I'm good. But now that I realize it and I look in retrospect, yeah, she fucked me in spite.
What's the number of dates you feel like
deserve some pussy?
No. You're nuts. Actually, that's one, duh. No, I'm playing. I'm just playing. We're just joking. I know I'm just joking. But what is the number of dates it takes you to realize you're wasting your time? Like, obviously, there's
the amount. There'll be one.
I was about to say, obviously, you could tell after one, but like, you like somebody.
Well, after... I think you're trying to ask me how many dates do you till you realize that the jig is up.
Yeah.
Like it's like she tricked you long enough.
Yeah.
Like the first one, it's like, oh, she kind of. Second one, it's like, all right. And then
like,
after
this
that,
is
like,
a waste of time.
It's like a waste of time. Yeah. It probably takes me like in that two to three.
I got two. Because if the first date is like, I'm very.
But we're also very people that's like, is it wasting my time? Like, you know what I'm saying? We're like, I'm
midway through the first date and I'm like,
But let's see. Let's see where this goes.
But I also, like I said, you know, I deal with black women with gentle hands. So it might be a bad date and I'm like, she had a bad
day. And it might just be her day.
I'll give another one. Boom. Second date. Now, second date.
Gotta go.
You don't even gotta hit me no more.
But I think in dates, I also make it, I don't make people uncomfortable, but I make it known that it's like, this
like,
yo, ain't
you're
it.
Giving me, what's up?
Yeah, it's like, yo, what? But then I'm also the person that I might, it might take one more date for her to be like, yo, she might really fuck with me. She might, like, it might, but I'm already in my mind and it's like, and I'll after the date, I'll text you like, yo, I'll be honest with you. Oof. Like, I'm not.
Oh, you help. You give open book quiz.
Open book. It's like, yo, I'll be real with you. If you don't fuck with me like that, let me know. It helps me out in this situation right. Where I don't have to. It's not even about a money thing anymore. It's about a time. My time is worth more than money. It's me taking the time out of my day to go on this date or do whatever you want to do, whatever I want to do, and you're with me. You're accompanying me. And I just don't feel that same respect, that feeling, that just open and free air that's like, yo, I really can. I think we can go past this second date. And I'll let you know. I'd rather, like I said, I tell this all the time. I'd rather you know why. And it's not like I don't fuck with you, but in certain times I don't. Let's say like when it comes to like having problems with somebody. But in this situation, it's like, not that I don't fuck with you. It's like, I'd rather know why. Because maybe it's just a question of, yo, my past is this. And before I've jumped into stuff too early and two dates, I'm normally like, I've been in so many situations where there's only one date. Not because I don't want it to happen, not because they don't want it to happen. It's because they're scared that on the next date, something's going to go down. The connection was so hot and heavy on that first date. You know how it be. It just be hot and heavy. And it's like, look, I'm not going to give you the pussy right now. But if I see you again,
mm-hmm.
you are going to get this. And I don't want to go down this path because in the past, I've given up too fast and the nigga just left me. And that's not necessarily what I want to do. Right. But in your mind, that's what you're thinking. So I've definitely lost first dates based off of me just being, me fucking with you too much, or our connection just being too great.
I love this episode. That's probably one of my favorites.
You know what I'm saying?
Eco Gavi Straws.
Merch.
The yachts.
By the time this episode comes out, merch should be out. So go cop. Go buy your friends some shit. All proceeds.
Go to Ryan. Now, Ryan and me.
Once I really like start this brand and like build it, like I have it fucking straw company, like biodegradable, eco-friendly.
Boy.
So I want to
it's
give
so
back.
Lit going to Aunt Eccles by my crib.
Yeah.
That is how I live. Not that. But going to Aunt Eccles and like
Uncles?
Eccles? Uncles?
Uncles.
Aunt et Uncles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta say it with the Haitian. Yeah. Ugh. But I love going there and seeing straws. I'd be like, that's my nigga.
I just can't wait till it's really everywhere. It takes time for all that stuff to grow. But yes, eventually I want to give back to like, you know, saving the turtles and saving the earth in general. But I gotta build that brand up. So yeah.
All right. Also,
support me.
We got a boy on Swagger, season two. So make sure y'all go stream season one.
Catch up.
Many
You're
big
right.
things that's happening for him in the film world. So, you know, we can't wait till he's back to discuss
absolutely.
Some of that.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, between time, we in the crib. We holding it down.
Holding it down. Always.
Everything we got to do. Trap karaoke is still going.
Always.
We never on gonna, tour.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Get in
we'll
your
be
bag.
I'll be
in your bag. Get in your bag. Stay in your bag. Mm-hmm. TrapKaraoke.com. Follow Instagram at Trap Karaoke with Mouse Jones on YouTube. Check out all those interviews and discussions up there.
Mm-hmm. Shout out my man Fridge. You know, won the chip. He took Zone 6, won that. He took Gersh, won that. We got Coach of the Year and Gersh. He's a good coach. He's coach of the summer. Like he says, ain't enough coaches been in enough huddles. A lot of these coaches, they never played ball. They never made a layup. They never played overseas. They never played D1, D2. They never went higher than nothing. They never had real good teammates. And my man Fridge does it all, man. They call him the circus for a reason, you feel me? Like, we going to get that ship this weekend, too. I mean, tomorrow. I'm tripping. Coney Island tomorrow.
Coney
so that's
Island,
that's tomorrow. Another one. So let's say, let's make this a 50K summer because we already got 30. We took 10 from Zone 6. We took 20 from Gersh. Let's take this other 20 tomorrow.
You already
a shout out Fridge and the whole Viola squad. You know how we do. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
On that note, we'll see y'all asses next Monday.
And we are
live next door.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.